from our viewpoint, attack. Regard, I don't see. My personal view is that that's not the target for us. Very much not. Because if we want to continue to be Scientologists, then he has to remain there and be the source and be that figurehead leader that, you know, talked about an essay on management. You know, I don't know how.
He can be that thing, and you can have that viewpoint regarding him. I don't have any problem with that or Scientology or anything about it. But I do have a great deal of difficulty with the fact that people's lives are being fucked around. No corporation can have more rights than an individual. And when the organization, especially like Scientology, attempts to hide behind a veil of religiosity, Scientology, in my opinion, is a greater threat to the freedom of religion in the United States than anything else. I have all this bullshit about Flynn or Clark and all this anti-religion. Flynn's probably one of the most religious people I've ever met.
Sure, sir. Could you give me some light, please?
Sure.
Thank you. I'm sorry, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but that's just where I stand on it. You know, I sit down here and I see that, you know, things are somewhat ludicrous. The issues that are coming out of their organization. Jesus, if anyone could put up with that shit.
What?
A fucking thing on the Big Six, you know? I mean, Jesus Christ. Dedicated to the enslavement of man? Come on. You know, and how, after a while, where the fuck is the truth? Where the fuck is it? You look at that issue, there isn't a goddamn word of truth. I hadn't even testified to the IRS. How could they possibly know what the false reports are? But the problem is, Scientology minds are such that they fucking can't read logic. It's just like, oh, well, if Ron says it's true, Jesus Christ, you're more important to yourself than L. Ron Hubbard is to you. You know, all the truth that exists is inside you. And to think that it's out there and that some other guy's got it, that's defeatist. Fuck, you guys are all just as big and strong and... Fuck it, you're all in better shape than he is.
Right.
That's just the reality, but...
Well, I don't want to get into a philosophical argument about, you know...
Right,
what
you
I
have
think
to
about Scientology.
The only
and...
thing you have to realize, in my opinion, is that nobody... But nobody wants to stop anyone from practicing Scientology other than Scientologists. They're the people who want Scientology to be destroyed. You look at the what great strides they've made to the point where, you know, now it's all trademarked and copyrighted. It just about spells the death of that religion. You know, it'll go to court. There'll be a Supreme Court ruling. Because you can't claim to be a religion and not be generic. You can't say, well, I've got the only brand of truth. You know, and then, like, it's trademarked.
Is anyone ever going to, like, argue that point?
Oh yeah, because there's going to be more Scientologists practicing outside than there are inside. Yeah, it'll reach a critical number someday. I don't know when, and I don't have any stake in it. You know, no one out here is dedicated to the enslaving of man. You know, maybe a few guys in your organization, but I've never met anyone out here. Not anyone.
You know, well, see, this thing, it all gets real nebulous about where to go and what to do. That's sort of
part of the... It is nebulous, because, simply because we can't, you know, send information back and forth.
We do.
We do, but we really...
I mean,
I don't know. It's sort of, in a sense, it's kind of like you think it's different than what everyone over here thinks. What label you put on yourself means fuck all to me. I could talk to any person in the whole world as soon as I'm talking to you. Makes no difference. I don't have anything against Scientology, and that's just so much bullshit. Or against Scientologists. That's kind of the idea that I think will ultimately be gotten over by everyone who's inside. You know, they're going to open the doors, and it's going to be free. And they're going to do with Scientology whatever they can do with it. And they're going to start to do something decent. You know, and not just, you know, running around trying to make money to pay the attorneys and pay the PIs. Fuck's
sake. Right. Well, see, it all comes back to, like, the same basic problem that we're always confronted with of there is something that needs to be changed. There is no question about that. That's why we exist.
Right.
You know, there's something that's got to change.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want, from our viewpoint, we don't want it to change to the point where Scientology becomes unrecognizable to us as we know and believe that it should be. You see what I mean?
Therefore, it's up to you guys. I mean, no one anywhere is mandating what it is going to be. No one even cares. I have a personal stake in it, in that I simply want all the goddamn lawsuits that are currently going on to end so that I can get the fuck out of this stupidity.
You mean like your lawsuit?
Fuck, there isn't only my lawsuit. You know, I'm gonna be a witness in every lawsuit that's coming up from here on out. Because I got the fraud. You know, for better or worse, I fucking uncovered it. I got the fucking documents and I uncovered the fraud. I think it behooves the people inside to act, you know, to some degree sensibly about it.
What do you mean? You mean us?
The organization. I think that it simply is time to say, you know, here's the truth. You know, for fuck's sake, if you're getting me to the truth, and that's the paradox. The organization is not dedicated to, you know, the pursuit of wisdom and knowledge and truth. Something else.
So how do we change it?
Well, in my opinion, let's see me answer some questions. Joey has on occasion mentioned a figure of 35 people who, at least to some degree, know that there's a group inside who is dedicated to change. Okay? How much mobility do they have?
And what, you mean like within the organization, what can they get around to, where can they? Those 35? Yeah.
Okay. So they really don't have a great deal of mobility. Perhaps there are people who operate off the property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So some of them have mobility.
Yeah.
Aside from the lawsuit, let's just put the lawsuit aside. And let's put aside the concept of attrition, because that is not influenced to a great deal by the outside, except as you plug into, make use of situations, right?
Yeah. Well, that's not true. It is very much influenced by the outside.
Well, yeah. As you...
Like when you start talking about indicting, you know, 15 or 20 or whatever number of people it is in Canada, that has a real effect on the attrition.
Yeah, but you have virtually no control about whether or not one of your boys is going to move up the ladder to replace them.
I understand, but until they go, there is no one's going to move up the ladder to replace them.
Well, that's
you
awesome.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so if that...
Right. I
okay,
understand
carry
the attrition concept. What else can be done? What do you imagine can be done?
Well, see, this thing about this lawsuit,
aside from the lawsuit.
Yeah, well, that's...
Aside from the losses, aside from attrition, do we have any potential business with each other? Do we, you know, is there some... How do you see me? What?
How do I see you? Well, to some extent, I see you as, I see you in two lights. One is that I feel like you have real, or potentially have real use in that you have an exterior view. You have a lot of data about, you know, what goes on, what people think, what, you know, what the general tone of affairs is outside of the church, which is important to us. You know, in theory, we could accomplish a takeover on the inside and have it all fucked up on the outside. You know, in theory, that's an unlikely thing because once you're in the positions where you can control things, you can also control that opinion to a large extent. Mm-hmm. I also see you as being, to some degree, a conduit in which we can communicate to people outside mm-hmm. via you. Mm-hmm. Then on the other hand, I have my sort of native paranoia state where I wonder whether you're not just setting us up to, you know, come in with this lawsuit, make allegations in the lawsuit that may not be true or that we can't substantiate for the purpose of just simply disrupting everybody to get their attention off the other suits, you know.
No, I've never conceived of such a thing, but...
Well, see, I don't know, Jerry. You say you never conceived of such a thing. To me, that's not an unreal sort of thing to think could be going on.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Granted, it never entered my mind, and I don't exactly see how it would happen, but...
Or that maybe it's not even you that's doing it, or that you're doing it unwittingly. You know what I mean? I don't know. Who is it that like, you communicate to, and it could be a completely unwitting thing. I mean, you could have the view that, yeah, well, this is really a way that I can help these guys and blah, 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 and someone else may be figuring out how your good intentions to help are actually going to result in just chaos and fuck up within the organization, which would be very beneficial to someone that had that intent.
Maybe.
What I mean? You know, like...
That's how you guys capitalize on it. It's chaos.
Yeah, but we can only capitalize on it if out of the ensuing chaos, we come out on top. We can't capitalize on it if we are sacrificed to create that chaos. Sacrificial lands, you know? I don't want to be left hanging on a cross somewhere having gone ahead with some idea that, you know, Jerry Armstrong came up with that, like... Oh yeah, it sounded all great, and you know, 2 months down the line, I find out, you know, here I sit, I've been declared, I now have a fucking suit against me.
You know what? That is the downside. That is, you know, that's the fucking downside in living. It's the downside in you meeting with me. It could be a guy drives by and you know, things.
Right.
You know, and then there's a conspiracy rap, and you're declared, and they sue you. I mean, there's downsides in everything.
But that's a reduced, that has a very much reduced possibility as long as I'm careful about what I do.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Like I can control that a little more than I can control something that someone else kind of brings along.
Yeah.
And I'm just being totally honest with you. You know, you asked me, how do I see you? That's how I see you. Yeah. I realize, I mean, in saying that to you, that's like a real downside to even saying it to you. I mean, I could sit here and just say, oh yeah, I think you're a great guy and rant. You know, I realize I'm in a fucking position. I've got more to lose probably out of this right now than you do for myself. Maybe not legally. Maybe not the things that I hold as important to me. There is more threat of loss to me right now than there is to you meeting with me. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I don't know that, you know, one person's loss is different from the other guys. I don't
know. Well, you know, you've you've set yourself up in this position.
We could be...
That's the thing you're pursuing.
We could be attacked.
I mean, just what happens if someone drives past and sees this? I mean, I don't know. I guess it could be handled. I don't know.
So, do you see anything other than these possibilities? That is, you know, aside from the lawsuit and proceeding with that, is there any percentage in you guys maintaining a communication line with me? Obviously, see, the thing about living on the outside is that, you know, it's a pretty free society. And there isn't like a lot of, there isn't a lot going on. There isn't a lot being covered up. You know what I mean? So you guys, there isn't a great deal of intelligence which can flow from my direction toward you people. You know, I can let you in on, you know, what I hear from the Canadians, but, you know, they're not even going to fucking tell me. They can't tell me. They can't say, well, you know, here's what's going on. Otherwise, their ass is in a knot.
Well, from what we understood from Joey, you had some sort of a line that could keep us informed of that sort of shit.
Well,
he keeps coming back and saying, hey, yeah, yeah, and then Joey says that these indictments are going to come down on rack, and, you know, like 10 different times you get this information back on our lines. It's like, that is valuable to us.
Okay.
It hasn't proven out to be too valuable so far, because it hasn't happened.
Exactly. And yet, you see, in many cases, you see, it's such an open communication line that anyone could call up Mike Flynn or say, how's it going? You know, even though he does tell me a lot more than he probably would tell anyone else. And so it's Canadian.
Hope so.
But it's not going to be anything which is going to, you know, be earth-shaking. If we wanted to get into passing of very detailed information which could greatly assist, in other words, the creation of a network which is not only, you know, within the organization but which is outside, then that's a whole another thing. That's something which, you know, could be created and could be developed.
How would you do that?
I have mobility, and I have a lot of people out here. I don't know what your capabilities are inside. You know, I've often asked a number of questions, and I've, you know, not gotten answers to a lot of, you know, certain things. So I don't know.
Ask me again. I'll just tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Joey doesn't know everything that's gone on.
Who photographed me the other day?
Security for.
Who?
I don't know the guy. I don't, but I know he's a security force.
So it was simply, you know, the guys who walk around the building.
Yeah, but they have two cars.
Yeah.
They have two blue Fairmonts with a white top.
Right.
And they drive around in them.
Right. I asked for license number.
Didn't know you asked for license number.
Oh yeah, CIDs could ID them and pull them in.
Okay. Oh, we can get those fucking easy.
Oh, you see, that I asked that like the same day.
Yeah, well, see, that's why.
Exactly. So now we're talking.
We can get that sort of shit easy.
Okay. Do you have my list of payphone numbers? Did you get that?
Joey's still got it. Okay. I can get it from him though.
Okay. If you guys can arrange an address.
Yeah.
Some place that mail can go to, so that.
You can set up a PO box.
Good, so that
there's no problem. I mean, what's the problem with setting up a PO box?
It's been your problem.
Oh. Okay, I didn't know that.
Okay, here's what I'd like to do. You know, let's put aside the other thing is, do you want me to do anything with attorneys? Does someone have any money?
Well, we don't have We don't have enough money right now to be able to... I don't think any attorney would take this on a contingency.
I'm not talking about contingency. We're talking about 2 or 3 months. If it doesn't happen in 2 or 3 months, that's it. You know, it's going to be... It's not a protracted legal battle. It can't be. It cannot be that kind of a thing.
Right. So, that is my concern. Because a protracted thing or a thing that gets into, like, a lot of fucking, you know, motions to dismiss and this and that and rack, 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 I don't think we'll survive that. That was exactly the point about this suit. It's got to be like a...
It's got, you're asking for injunctive relief and you're asking for it now. Or add in another thing. Make a note of this. We have to add into the complaint the threat which you people feel. What is going to happen to you when you bring this lawsuit? And you can substantiate that with affidavits on whatever has happened to anyone who has opposed or who has sought to correct things. Or you know, for example, Frank's locked up. Homer Schomer sex checked and spat on. I don't know all the details.
Those affidavits already exist, though.
Yeah, but you got to get new affies. You can't just photocopy one from some other lawsuit. But...
Why?
Well, because, you know, you've got a brand new complaint. You need new affidavits, newly signed, currently dated. It can't be just a whole big stack of old documents.
Okay. I mean, I take your word on that. I don't really know. I don't fully understand. I understood that something that was like admitted evidence or was a taken affidavit, you know, with a court reporter or whatever, was then admissible evidence in another suit.
That's true. And if you guys can get a hold of it and say, you know, here's what happened in this situation, but that's not the affidavit on which the complaint is filed. That's recording.
Right.
Documentation.
Okay, I understand.
Who's your legal mind, or do you have a legal mind above yourself?
Yeah.
Someone who's, you know...
A little more au fait than I am with it.
Okay.
I'm not, like, completely out of the picture on legal shit.
You're following fine, and I'm no attorney.
Okay.
Okay? And also make a note of... If we consider going ahead with the lawsuit, you would want to weave into it, you know, violations of Scientology policy. And the reason for that is not so much as to affect the court, although you can in that way show that they are not the legitimate leaders because they are in continual violation of their own policy. But you want to swing the... you know, the troops around.
With the actual complaint itself.
With the complaint, like, and within the complaint and supporting affidavits.
Right. Because that then comes out in the press, rack, rack. And that becomes the substance of the suit.
That becomes the substance as far as the people inside are concerned, because that's what they go for. Oh, they were all off policy, you know, they all went awry or what.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, we can get that into the press. That would be the angle that could be run,
yeah.
Like PR media wise.
Yeah.
That's what you mean?
Well, PR media is one thing, but to, you know, to your own troops.
Yeah, that's what I mean by the PR,
right, the internal
PR, right. Stuff. That would be the way that would run then.
Yeah, make another note. I want an address, P.O. Box, Bell Wolf.
Yeah, we can set up the P.O. Box. I don't know if I can know about P.O. Box.
Need a phone number. Need some way, because if I don't have our common friend Danny, I have no means of contacting anyone, and essentially out here alone. Right?
Yeah. I'm a little leery of a phone number because, the phone number has got to be some sort of fucking payphone, but then...
No, I want a list of payphone numbers. I got three from Joey so that if he says call one, I know to call that payphone.
Right.
So I got that the other day, but I want a whole damn apparatus worked out. Otherwise, we don't have enough capability. It's too
it's too damn cumbersome, and also it's unworkable for me to always drive up here and for me to always meet in more or less these environs. Can't
okay.
work.
I agree. We can set up to meet anywhere you fucking want. The only limitation on that is my ability to be away without creating undue concern about my not being there.
We need to work out those sort of situations too.
Right.
We need to work out a number of things so that people can get out. But I can help with that. As I explained to Joey, you know, that the Sea Org is so, you know, freaked out about PTSA situations and PR flaps, you can use it to your advantage. You know,
right.
Your cousin just got into town and
right.
He knows you live here somewhere, so you better go see the asshole.
Yeah.
And his mother is anti-Scientology, so I got to go handle it.
I understand.
You know?
I understand.
And that way we can continue to spring some people out of the organization if necessary.
Now,
so we got an address to which material can be sent. I'd like a phone number, a longer list of payphones so that, you know,
okay.
you can vary them around.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
What do you guys want right now? What can I do? Let's put the lawsuit aside. If we go with the lawsuit, do you want me to talk to attorneys?
Very likely. See, the other
have
thing
we
is...
we dropped the girl?
Well, see, we're still trying to get a hold of her.
I see.
We haven't been able to reach her yet.
Okay.
And frankly, I don't know what to say other than we haven't been able to get a hold of her.
Okay.
You know, Danny's been trying to get a hold of her, too.
Okay.
I'm sure you're going to show up in a short time, but... what do we want from you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, from my viewpoint, mm-hmm. like I said before, you give me something right now. Sitting here, it gives me a different view. That is important. It is important.
Yeah, damn right.
It's like, that's something of value to me.
The fact that you're communicating to me is an icebreaker.
Right.
Fucking good thing. That's, in my opinion, that is what's needed with... that's the thing that is needed with the organization, is to talk to everyone. I wish you could talk to Flynn. It's unfortunate. He said it would be inappropriate because of a conflict of interest, you know?
With regard to him?
It's to talk to you guys.
Or with regard to us, if we then brought a suit to have had discussions with him?
Well, you'll talk to anyone. You know, there's no problem with that, but... yeah, as far as people inside the organization, the reason is, it simply is the way attorneys work. You've got the client, you know, you're the client of a bunch of attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
You're CSC or you're CSI or whatever you are.
Right.
The client can't go to the opposing attorney. He can go to him, but the attorney can't talk. I can't go to Barry Litt. He cannot talk to me. It would be out of line for him to approach me. It would
right.
be out of line for Peterson to talk to me.
Right. I see. So we, so
you can't talk
as
to
church
him.
Members, then we would be the opposition. But didn't he draft this thing?
He might?
Yeah.
I get rid of that idea.
Well, that's what... I never thought of anything else.
Oh. It's one of my many attorneys. Are you getting cigarettes, Russ? I really don't smoke.
I'm not going to be too much longer.
But anyway, it is good that everyone talks. That's the way I see the difference between the current Scientology organization and a future Scientology organization, is that the organization and its members are not afraid to talk to anyone.
Right.
And there's no more that, you know, you can talk to him, you can't talk to him. That's absolutely non-productive. Don't you agree? I mean, you know, it makes people shrink to the point where, well, this guy's a bad guy. Heck, if you can talk to all the bad guys, you're a big being.